Tell Tales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories, is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. David Daly is a veteran who served in Vietnam. He spent most of his life as a teacher in North Dakota and is currently a resident of the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota. As with all the veterans we spoke with, we asked David to write a poem about himself titled "Where I'm From," as a way to get to know him and hopefully spark some of his own memories.
I'm from a two-story house with four bedrooms and shared a room with my brother. The smell of Mom's cooking was always present. I am from the purple flowers from the front of our porch. I'm a family man, gathering at Christmas and getting together for all occasions. From Brother John and Dad Warren, Bud, and Mom Florence. I'm from naps after dinner and Mom's deep cleaning. Very close-knit family. I knew I was in trouble when Mom called me David Warren and don't do as I do, but do as I say. Any Johnny Cash song is for me. I'm from driving a car, certain things you can do in less. No scratches. I'm from Kenmore, North Dakota, Norwegian and Irish. Lefse and Mom's homemade bread and Dad's chili. From the backing of mice into my sister's boyfriend's car and hiding from Dad for 6 weeks. I'm from the Marine Corps, an E-4 corporal, an MCRD in San Diego, and then to Vietnam. Grandpa's pipe and Indian head couldn't be touched. Mama put flour in it and blow just to make it look like smoke was coming out of it. We kept in the china cabinet, still have the china cabinet today, January 13th, 2020. This was good to have this sheet of paper in front of us. In many cases, I'm a man of few words. I don't like talking about myself. I was born in Kenmore, North Dakota. It's a small community northwest of Minot, about 50 miles. I grew up on a farm and we had milk cows. My sister and I used to milk the cows. My father drove the bus and he would be coming down the road and we knew that we had so much time to finish. We had to hurry to get done those cows. They knew exactly where to stand and how to stand. Those cows, shall we say, were a lot like people. I spent 2 days in the hospital over there. My brother accidentally shot me in the foot with my shotgun. And it ruined my boot. And the boots were just brand new. I just bought them. But my dad, when he got out of the car, he threw this boot at a great distance. It hit the ground. It was just a thud. And I spent 2 days in the hospital, or 2 or 3 days in the hospital. And I remember this nurse coming in, she picked my toes up, and I started in on her, and I was using profanity, and my mother walked in the door, and she said, "David Warren, the pastor's outside, you don't talk like that." And I said, "She touched my foot, I don't care." It was painful. When I got out of high school, I went to the Marine Corps and then to Vietnam. 18 at the time, and I don't talk about Vietnam, if possible. After I got out of the service, I went back home, and then I married a young lady that got me into school in Dickinson, and I went back to school, and there I spent just about 3 years learning to teach. And I always thought, you know, why am I teaching? And then it dawned on me, these young kids, every once in a while you would see a spark in their eye, and then you would press on. I loved it. I liked being a teacher because of the students. I loved it when you looked out over the students and you see someone's bright eyes that gave you a sense of accomplishment. I was happy to be teaching. That was accepted, but there was something that was missing. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I found out 5 years ago that I had PTSD, and I didn't know what that was. But they said it was service-connected. And I said, well, thanks a bunch. You know, I didn't know what I had, but I had trouble talking to people. And it was that way, and it's just that, I don't know, it was hard to imagine what it had been like, you know, if we'd have been thanked for doing our job that we were sent to do. Many of us were young people at the time, 18 years old, and we went to Vietnam, and we did our job, and we came home, and many of us, shall we say, did not get a thank you for going as the World War II veterans. I remember that they felt pride in the fact that they had won a war, and we didn't win in Vietnam. We did our job, and we did it well, but then we were left without having been told thank you.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.